This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the chief ministers of all the states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Source said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of election-bound states will not be a part of this meeting due to the model code of conduct. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi had made a statement in both the Houses of Parliament over the ongoing conflicts in West Asia and explained India's position on the issue. Mr. Modi had said that the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He had informed the House that India has expanded its energy import sources from 27 countries to 41 countries over the past 11 years, thereby reducing dependence on any single region. In Keralam, final voters list for the coming assembly elections was published last night. More from our correspondent.
As per the final electoral roll, Keralam has a total of 2,71,42,952 voters. The list also includes 4,66,408 new voters under the age of 19. Notably, there are 54 voters above the age of 110 years in Keralam. With the publication of the final voters list, including those who became eligible after the SIR and the completion of the nomination withdrawal process, Keralam is all set for a high-voltage election campaign. Smithy M. Palliruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers Meeting G7 FMM session yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. He specifically raised Global South concerns about energy challenges, fertilizer supplies and food security. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has pegged India's GDP growth rate at 7.6% for 2025-26, 6.1% for 2026-27 and 6.4% for 2027-28, with the country remaining the world's fastest growing major economy. The OECD's Interim Economic Outlook report states that conflict in the West Asia is testing the resilience of the global economy. Halted shipments through the Strait of Hormuz and the closure and damage of some energy infrastructure have generated a surge in energy prices and disrupted the global supply of energy and other important commodities such as fertilizers. Global GDP growth is projected to remain broadly stable at 2.9% in 2026 before edging up to 3% in 2027. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP leader Balendra Shah will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. Balendra Shah was elected as the leader of the RSP parliamentary party yesterday, paving his way to become Nepal's youngest elected prime minister. His party, RSP, secured a landslide victory in the March 5 parliamentary poll. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervor. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan will take place at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple, which will be telecast live by Doordarshan. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champion India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Male, Maldives yesterday. The win helped India move into the semi-finals of the championship while knocking out rivals Pakistan. India will now take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals tomorrow. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has released the schedule for the second phase of the Indian Premier League IPL 2026. The second phase will feature 50 matches across 12 cities including Bengaluru, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata and Delhi, running from April 13 to May 24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.